We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Atlanta Legends finally got smart. Has led the Atlanta Legends back into playoff contention. And can they win 3 games in a row? And he joins us this morning, the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Legends, about time, on the WaveForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going over there?
Good, hey, man. Pretty good. Pretty good. So, Aaron, how tough was it for you to sit there, man, and just wait your turn? How tough was that?
You just got to stay positive. You know, at the end of the day, just keep working. You know, you're never – and I kind of got used to it a little bit somewhat in my few years in the NFL of, you know, just going in every day, working, being as supportive as you can of, you know, when I was in Kansas City with Alex Smith and Chase Daniel, like, what can I do to help those guys get better and then figure out ways – during the week to get better yourself. That way you're not staying in some kind of funk. And it's tough because you're not taking the first team reps, so you're really the scout team quarterback. So I try to, you know, when I get the other team's plays to run in practice every week, I say, all right, this concept is similar to our play, so I'm going to kind of read it like that just to kind of keep the mind fresh. That way you're not just going out there and just throwing balls over the park. Actually trying to compete, trying to make our defense mad, like, why can't we cover this route, stuff like that. So there's little ways to kind of continue to make sure you hone in on your craft, get better, and stay focused, and realize that, you know, your opportunity can come at any moment. You know, if you're not ready and go out there and play really, really bad, then you lose the trust of your coaches, you lose the trust of your players, and then it's not kind of what you want to do. So just got to stay focused. And like I said, we know this is football. Anything can happen any given play. And I've, you know, told our guys that, and I've even told our third-string quarterback guys, you know, a young kid, Peter Pujols, that, hey, at any moment, say, hey, I go down, you got to be ready to get in there and go. I know you haven't had a lot of reps maybe in camp or even during the season right now because you are number three, but you got to be ready. And when your opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it.
With that being said, you know, you've played in the NFL, now you're in the AAF. What to you has been the difference, the biggest difference between the two leagues?
I think the biggest difference just from us offensively is when you look at the defenses, because they can't do too much with all the rules about only being able to bring 5 guys. You're really not seeing too much stuff defensively. Some of the teams run a 3-4 defense, which gives them a little bit more freedom to bring somewhat exotic blitzes, but you're not seeing all the cover zeros, the saw dogs, and different stuff that you see in the league. So during the week, it's not less game planning for the team, but there's a lot more time spent on how can I make myself better. You know, because most of the teams run very similar style defenses. Like I said, there's not a lot of blitzes that you have to be prepared for. There's a handful each and every game. So it really gives you an opportunity, which is great for a developmental league, to really hone in on your craft. You know, what do I need to work on this week in practice? Is it my footwork? Is it my reads? Is it my timing with the receivers? And the same thing with the defensive guys, too. They're not overloaded with 100 different blitzes and checks and calls, especially because you didn't have a full off season to work this stuff too. They've only had right now 2 months to kind of master their game plan, which is not a long time, especially with all the stuff offenses do as well. So it really, like I said, it's a good thing, I think, that they've made it somewhat simple for everyone. That way you can just play fast, you can play confident, and really show your coaches, the scouts, guys in the NFL, like, okay, this kid's capable of doing this. And we'll see if he can translate that into the next level.
Aaron Murray has thrown for 600 yards since taking over the starting quarterback spot of the Atlanta Legends. He joins us this morning live as we get ready for the Legends trying to win 3 in a row. They're home this Sunday against San Antonio. The kick at Georgia State Stadium is at 4 o'clock, and tickets, you can just Google Atlanta Legends tickets, and you'll be able to come up with tickets. I think they got a buy 2, get 2 special going on. Atlanta Legends of San Antonio, Aaron Murray joining us. Just to kind of expound on that, I'm kind of curious, Aaron. Is there a sense, is there talk among the players, not just on your team, but I, of course, mostly on your team, because that's who you're on, that the NFL is watching? Because I get a sense that there's going to be a number of players from the AAF, since your season ends in April, who will be invited to camps this summer.
Oh, I definitely think that they're watching. And we've even seen scouts at our games. And I think that's the great thing about this league is just all the – the pro coaches, the GMs that are involved, excuse me, with this league. And obviously they have their buddies and their friends in the league, and just they can make a simple call like, hey, this kid's pretty special. I think you should check the film out on him. So I think the relationship is hopefully growing. I think that's all the players are hoping for, that the AAF and the NFL are, you know, it is somewhat of a feeder, it's somewhat of a developmental league for guys that have that opportunity to get into the next, into the next level. You just maybe not have had the opportunity to get out there and get the film, get the reps in a pro-style offense or pro-style defense. But I think there really is, like I said, guys watching, scouts, coaches, GMs, if they need a certain position, why not check out a couple games, send a scout there. They're in major cities, so it's easy to get to. And I think there's a ton of talent. I mean, when I'm watching film of defenses, I'm like, man, these guys are pretty darn good. Like, these corners are legit. Why haven't they had a shot in the NFL? And for whatever reason it is, whether it's lack of reps, depth chart issues, injuries, guys maybe not had an opportunity to go out there and showcase what they can do. And I think this league has really given every opportunity to go out there and do that. So I think there's a ton of talent, and I think you're going to see a ton of guys, as soon as the season's over with, have an opportunity to go make a 53-man roster in the NFL.
You know what? I'm always fascinated with the quarterbacks because you have a unique perspective. You get to see all the offensive players, and you get to see the defensive players and how good they are. My question is this. On your team, who has been the one player, offensively or defensively, that has really jumped out at you that say, hey, this guy needs to be at the next level?
Oh, man, there's a ton.
You should say me. You should say me.
Fingers crossed. We have a bunch of guys. I think our defense is probably one of the best defenses in this league. When you look at the numbers, we're giving up, I think, the fewest amount of yards. I know points-wise, we had a couple skewed games early on, which is partly on the offense too. But I think the defense has a ton of talent, a ton of guys that get some looks. Offensively, I think all of our skill guys, I think our tight ends, Bug Howard's a really talented kid. And if you want to talk about guys that fit what the NFL is looking for right now, you look at the tight ends in this league, in the NFL, there's a lot of athletic guys, tall, can run down the field, make plays. And I think Bug transitioning from receiver to tight end right now, he's continuing to get better and better at blocking each and every week. But he's really that pass-catching threat that you can line up against a linebacker, against a safety, and really take advantage of man-to-man coverage, which you see so much of in the NFL. So I think he's a guy scouts will look at heavily and say, okay, his blocking's gotten better, and we know he's a threat one-on-one because of his size, his speed from the tight end position.
Aaron, it's always. Do you get a chance to go up to Athens? I know you're in the middle of the season, but do you get a chance to talk to people up in Athens too? Are they giving you a pat on the back and kind of go, guy, go?
Oh yeah, and hopefully I'll get down there for maybe the spring game. I got to see when the schedule is, and then obviously I'll be getting married down there in a few weeks or not a few weeks, a few months.
Well, congrats, bud!
Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. I know, I can't believe she's still stuck with me, but so. I'll get to go check out and hang out with the boys a little bit when I head up there. So hopefully they have a good spring. I think they're getting started pretty soon, and Kirby will get those boys right for the season.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully they'll do big things this year because, you know, they're right on the edge there of being able to do big things. Yeah,
just got to get through that Alabama nonsense, you know.
Who?
Once you just push through Alabama, you're good to go.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's one hell of a push through, though.
Okay. Aaron, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much, but.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good weekend.
I need to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.